This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and Trip Hipple joins us once again. We head to Denver in Colorado. Trip, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Trip, interesting. Let's talk about your run. One thing you mentioned just in passing the first time we spoke about was the tax, the toll that running takes on your body, and being able to sort of factor that into your training and not overdo things so that you almost live to fight another day. That's a big part of your sort of training is making sure that you are recovering properly and keeping your body in as good a shape physically from an injury and injury prevention perspective so that you can keep building on the gains you're making.
Yeah, that's right. So my coach Jesse and I, and with basically all of his athletes that he coaches, we have very, very easy running days throughout the week. It's not for all of his athletes. Some of them have different time constraints. And everyone's paces are different. And like I said, we run by heart rate. So on those easy days, I'm doing 9 to 10 minute miles at, you know, very, very low heart rate. And the reason behind that is, A, it just feels good to move. And those easy days typically come after hard days or a race. It's just to get the muscles moving around, to get the blood flowing, to bring the nutrients back into the muscles through the blood. And running a very easy pace is the way to do that, because you're not gaining fitness. It's not about running fast or running hard. It's all about a therapeutic type response that you can provide yourself by running very easy. So that in the long run, I take those very seriously, because they do help to have those recovery runs.
It's so interesting you say that. We had a session in a recent online summit that we did here at the Kona Edge, and that was one of the sessions. We spoke to a guy by the name of Lindsay Parry, who's the high performance coach for, funnily enough, Triathlon South Africa. He was part of the coaching team that was in Rio, where we won the bronze as South Africa. And one of the things that he was saying is that most people do their hard sessions too easy, but their easy sessions too hard. And particularly...
Right.
The easy ones, that's where the problem starts coming in, where you start doing those things way too hard.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know why it's a trap to fall into. And it's funny, because most people, I think just naturally we fall into that, I guess, gray area, which most people call it, but that especially a heart rate or intensity that you're not getting a benefit from it, but you're damaging the recovery process to a certain extent. So I just think some of it is ego as well. For me, I know myself that I want to prove myself and I need to run this certain pace, but it's so much better to be able to run very, very slowly, even bike slowly, swim slowly on those easy days. And then on those hard days, you have no regret or no fatigue typically left over from a run or a session you did a little bit too hard. So it's always better to undercook it than to overcook it every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Trip, as far as the run goes, I mean, is there one thing that you've done in your triathlon career that you feel has given you the most sort of bang for your buck, so to speak, that's improved your run the most?
Well, I would say biking a lot, becoming a better cyclist, has definitely aided in better running. It's not that cycling makes me a faster runner. It's, you know, obviously a different sport. However, the energy I can save now from being more bike fit has translated over to running better. I'm able to keep heart rate lower and run more comfortably at a faster pace. But basically... just doing running blocks where my coach has me focus more on the run itself, kind of take away time from the other two disciplines to focus on the run, has definitely paid out. And I just think that takes time to learn how to become an efficient runner, how to hold the arms, how to stride correctly, how to breathe, how to keep your head upright. So yeah, there's a lot to the run. But it's becoming more and more natural, and I love running in itself because it's so simple and basic to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I mean, if you can love it, it just, that's half the battle. One favorite run workout, what do you love doing?
Oh, I'm a sucker for long runs, and I love, right now I've been doing 2-hour runs, and towards the end, I'll pick up the pace a little bit, kind of pick up the heart rate to a certain zone, and just try and hold that for, I don't know, the last 30 or 40 minutes of the run. But I also love speed work or tempo runs. Staple one in my running week to week is 2x20 minute at my zone 2 heart rate. And it's just, that is really how I would race an Ironman at that intensity. And yeah, it's very helpful, just like the bike, it helps focus my mind on what it feels like to be running that pace, how to eat or drink during that window, and how to recover from that. So yeah, speed work and long runs are my favorite.
Awesome. Well, you talk about eating and drinking. We're going to chat about nutrition the next time we touch base, but we'll save that for another day. Trip, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.